Voters are about to decide whether Washington becomes the first state in the nation to label some genetically engineered foods. A poll last month showed Initiative 522 with a 4-point lead and 12% of voters still undecided. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports on the power of messaging in this ballot fight.
Oh, there was a simpler time when it came to our food.
Do you like to give the kids a treat after school?
This is a classic ad for Kraft Velveeta cheese.
Because Kraft's famous pasteurized processed cheese spread is extra good for youngsters.
Today, there's slow food, local food, processed food, industrial food, organic food, global food, and, oh yeah, genetically engineered food. And that's what the fight over Washington's Initiative 522 is about. Should it be labeled as such? At first, it looked like Washington voters overwhelmingly thought yes. An Elway poll in September gave it a 66% approval rating. But 6 weeks later, that had plummeted to just 46%. Pollster Stuart Elway says in 20 years,
I've never seen a shift like this in this amount of time.
What changed in those 6 weeks? What you might call an airwaves bombardment. So far, both sides have spent a combined $27 million, most of it from out of state and most of it for the No campaign. Pollster Elway says if the topic was more visceral,
abortion, for example, you would not see advertising move this many voters around.
But Elway says on an issue that voters aren't that familiar with, ads have far more sway. It may be tempting to view this vote as a referendum on GMOs or on how we view our food or science versus the natural order. But Daniel Fagan, a professor of science journalism at New York University, says the outcome will say more about campaign funding and politics.
This is a political battle, you know, waged with a lot of rhetoric on both sides, a lot of paid media on both sides that is going to be inherently misleading in many ways. So I wouldn't attempt to interpret anything bigger from that.
Fagan hopes after the election, no matter how it turns out, both sides can find a way to return to what he calls a rational discussion about how and when food should be labeled. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.